We'd just like to remind you, before you go and listen to the War Room show, that by using the discount code POD21, you'll get 15% off. Enter the code into your basket as you make your purchases, and you'll get that wee discount to help your bolt action games and war gaming go a wee bit smoother for a wee bit cheaper. Take care, guys. On with the show. Hello everybody, it's Paul here at the War HQ and the War Room podcast, and we are here tonight with Mr. Alistair Unicom of Scotland Captain Fame and the Home Guard Radio.
It's horrific. I've got a stupid smile on my face because I just realised I've never been on your podcast. I thought you didn't like me for quite a while.
I don't like you, but anyway. Right. But we'll let that slide for just now. So we've been playing games in the, don't know what to call it, in my office, let's say.
We'll call it the office.
Call it the
office. What we were trying to achieve tonight is to I thought of it as decompressing. We're both back fresh from the World Team Championships, and Paul's journey was very different as a TO.
It was.
To myself.
Because I'm not good enough to get in the Scotland team.
That's not for me to say. Not for me to say. But our weekends were both excellent, but our journeys were very different. And I needed to, taking time out is a stupid thing to say, but remind myself that it's not all competitive and pressured, that it's a game that should be laughed at a lot, which...
So did you find it was pressured... At WTC. Interesting question.
Yes. Yes, it was. The best, the way I've described it to other gamers and other bolt action players was, if you were at a tournament and you were lucky enough or good enough to be playing on the top table at the very last round, every game I played was that sort of level of intensity, and I enjoyed it. Yeah. But after six games of it on the Sunday night, man, written off. I think, what day is it now? We're talking, we're on Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yeah, we're on the Thursday afterwards. I'm still tired.
I'm still tired too, mate.
I'm genuinely still tired. But it was...
You were very well behaved as well, may I say. Knowing what you can be like, going to a tournament.
No, I got okay drunk on Friday night, no drunk on Saturday night, super drunk on the Sunday.
It was like everybody had a tipple or two on the Sunday.
Yeah, but... Our game tonight was a chance to catch up away from all of the pressure. And I suppose people might not care how we're feeling. That's fine.
That's fine.
It's podcast world. But I think for any gamers that are listening, we played 1250 points.
Tonight we did, yep. With your cheesy tiger thing.
No, you see now, that's a lie. It's a lie, listeners.
Oh, it's like winding up kiddies in a sweet shop.
The provision of this game was, must be fun. Must be.
Yeah,
fun.
Well, I played 21st Airborne, so I mean, I'm not casting stones.
And I brought a real tiger.
A
real one.
It was good.
Tiger 1, yep. How many buildings did we blow up today?
Blew up two, didn't you?
It was amazing.
My Piats didn't do anything.
How many units were in those buildings? Two.
Did you get two? One building.
No.
One building had nobody in it.
You're absolutely right. I just blew a building up out of
Annie. Yeah, twice there was nobody in the building. She just decided to do it.
It rolled on. Yeah, I got to blow something up, so.
And that was just with the two dice, too.
Yeah, that was good times.
So.
Anyway.
But we had fun. It was a close game. So we were trying something a wee bit different, which maybe will change in future for scenario and objectives.
Yeah, it was...
Something you're working on at the moment.
Yeah, I think we've all had a lot of... We've played the 12 scenarios in the book to death.
We have.
We know them inside and out. Some of them have got good elements, some of them have got bad elements, some of them are absolute horror stories. and we know what we're talking about. Sometimes you just feel surrounded.
Boom, boom.
Oh, no. So I've just been having a play with different elements from the missions, be it the initial deployment or the victory conditions, and just trying to make some sort of weird Frankenstein mission, and we tested one of them out tonight, and we found that it needs to be tweaked a little bit.
Made like his Alex could take all the objectives with his fucking tiger tank. The cheating Arab.
Yeah, we should say it was
my
a draw.
My apologies to any Arabs out there, but anyway.
We should say it was a draw. Oh, no. Well, I don't know what the dice count was.
Oh, you won the dice count without any problem at all, mate.
No.
You can go for the moral victory.
It was a friendly game, and it ended up in a draw.
Well, you say friendly.
It was actually a good match of armies.
Yeah, it was quite good fun.
When you think about it, you were all veteran, airborne. You took a captain.
I did. Well, I had to take a captain, 21st. Don't get the choice.
No, but they stuck around.
Yeah, they did all right. Yeah. It'd be fun to experiment with it in one of the comps if I get to play.
You should also mention you rolled out a veteran intelligence officer.
I did.
Ooh, what was this? What did you do with him? It was good.
I got to choose the first dice.
Yep.
For the first time that I've played him three times,
mm-hmm.
and this is the first time he's rolled 3+
yep.
to get his order out. Pulled out first dice, pulled out the captain's dice, got my old snap to it. Managed to get your half track with a Piat.
Yeah.
I reckon it was pointless firing at your tiger.
Yeah. But you did snap to action all 3 Piats.
I did.
That was pretty cool.
But I only fired 2 of them, because the other one wasn't quite really there.
But it was still, you know, you were up against...
That's the only thing you can do with the captain in the 21st table, because you're super stubborn, so it's like, it's plus whatever, makes no difference.
But it was the range as well, because you snapped to action later on, not using the intelligence officer, and you pulled... You were pulling units that were quite a distance away forward to support, to claim the objective.
I think I got there just because I had infantry, to be honest. I had enough units to hang on.
Oh,
if
that
had been a turn 7, it would have been a dismal wipeout.
It would have been different, but other little tactical treats for the comedy of it. Three man medium machine gun team charging a one-man sniper in a building.
Yeah.
You know, that was hilarious. I'm glad I won it. I was really glad I won it. you charged.
Charged the tiger tank. Did absolutely nothing.
What did you charge it with? It was just
a squad of 9 at the time, wasn't it?
Although, to be fair, when you
They got a +4.
It was only a +3.
Was it +3?
You only got a +3.
Did that? It was pointless anyway.
Because you could have glanced it, but I'd forgotten they did it. It was funny. It was funny to watch them just run and then just bounce off it.
Yeah.
But at 1250 points, it's a good environment to roll the Tiger tank out. I think I should probably commit on your podcast. I'm going to play in the non-competitive half of the Grand Tournament at the Warlord HQ in November.
I'm going to witness that with some relish, I believe.
Yep. I'm going to do it, guys.
It sounds unlikely that Ali would play non-competitive.
I'm going to travel to the...
That's maybe harsh. I don't mean to sound that harsh.
I'm going to travel to the bottom end of England for a non-competitive event. Yes, I'm going
do
to
you know
do
what?
It.
You'll end up playing Topher or somebody in the non-competitive.
If Topher decides to play in the non-competitive section, then great. I'll play him in a non-competitive friendly manner.
So, back to WTC.
Yes.
So it was tough playing your 3 games per day.
Yep.
When it came to knocking off time?
It was easy to find a beer cheaply.
It was cheap.
Yeah.
Was it easy to find... Companionship is the wrong word, considering what time was like. But
there was a few people that checked a few websites during the weekend. So
there was.
Companionship was available, but...
I was meaning fellow competitors, but yes, you're right.
No, I think...
The Welsh team will remain nameless.
The Welsh team should remain nameless. There's dark places of the internet where they can be found. I think the companionship was there throughout for all the teams. I would probably say in the evening people did gravitate towards their own sort of, I'm going to say, common language area. I spent a lot... There were 2 Scottish teams there, so there were 8 of us that all travelled together. You know, we ate together, drank together, hung out.
And Jan.
For the most part. And Jan, yes.
And Jan.
We had a visitor from Denmark who joined us.
Yes. He defected.
He helped us speak to Odin quite a lot. He's a good man. But during the day, I think the interaction between all the nations was...
Everything seemed to be pretty friendly, actually, but it's difficult when you're TO'ing because we're rushing about pretending we're doing stuff.
No, I would say it was... competitive and respectful. There were no big argument blowouts. Everybody, the TOs had a quite firm grip on the rules.
Especially Jan. Yam was a TO and a half. In fact, two halves.
This is a whole other yam, guys.
Sorry.
If you think Polish version of...
Jan Toplin, my friend Jan Toplin there.
Polish version of the mountain from Game of Thrones.
I know, he was a big lad.
Big guy.
And he bent over every time he was talking to you. And I was like, hello,
big guy. Like, I'm...
He was.
I'm 6'2", 6'3", and I don't have to look up often. But I was looking up and looking left and right, because he was...
He was a big lad,
tough unit. And also extremely friendly. And
he was. He was an absolute gentleman.
Yeah. Well, can't fault that. But
so good times, lots of stories.
No, and the... It was... Oh, it's so hard to describe the different nations' approach to how they build an army list, how they play, what they see as a priority. I don't know if people, if nations thought there was favourites going into the event, because nothing like it had ever happened before. We've no idea what competitive French bolt action looks like, in the same way that the French may not have an idea of what the Spanish get up to, or the Poles, or any of those nations. You know, heaven forbid the South Africans that turned up, they had no idea what they were doing. But whatever they did, they did it well. So it was Denmark, brilliant. You know, you couldn't, any draw, nothing was easy. That's not to say it wasn't enjoyable, but it was... I would highly recommend it. If there are any nations listening that weren't in attendance, they should contact the different organisers to approach them to send a team. There's been a lot of maybe negative reception to competitive bolt action play.
Yeah.
And I think those people are right.
I do. I mean, yeah. I think you should play bolt action the way you want to play it and just have fun and roll dice.
I do believe those people are right. Because we're turning up to events where there's competitive, I'm not going to call them non-competitive, but there's competitive and then there's other players.
I think there's players that are more serious in their approach, and it's quite hard work playing against them sometimes.
Yep. And
I'm sure both you and I can be like that at times.
No, and
whereas some players want to turn up and they want to be joking and laughing. Yeah. And
when those two types of players turn up to the same event, there's friction. There was no friction at the World Team Championship, because we all knew 100% we're there to play in a competitive event, which meant that the playing field was level. And when people get to see the results, I'm sure they're on the internet somewhere already, when people get to see the results and the expectations they might have put on different nations and the players going from those nations, they'll see that, there's, you know... Who knew Spain could play bolt action really well?
They had fun doing it. I mean, they were a great bunch of lads, and hopefully we'll be in Spain next year.
And their captain, called Alistair.
Alistair, yeah.
Who knew there was a Spanish guy called Alistair? Well,
we found out.
We found him, and he was hilarious. He was absolutely brilliant.
He was a gent as well.
If there are any other nations listening out there, they should... broach the subject with yourself, Paul Walker, and Dave Nolan.
Yep. Find us at... Where will they find us? You'll find me on Facebook. You know where to find me.
Yeah.
I think it was, from players' point of view, I hope it was a success. There's lots of things we'll do differently next year. But just because WTC is on doesn't mean that other stuff doesn't carry on as well.
I know, life is continuing on. It's a bit depressing.
So we've got the D-Day weekend at Warlord down in Nottingham, which will, of course, be D-Day weekend, which I believe is the 8th, Saturday the 8th, oddly.
I thought you were going to get D-Day landings wrong.
No, 6 D-Day landing.
Yeah.
That's the Thursday, though.
Yeah, I know. I thought for a moment you were going to say...
Did you see the brain cells fusing there?
I know.
They were fusing. But they've put out the players pack for that now.
Yep.
Some people thinking it's a little bit late, but I think Warlord were trying to make sure that they got the whole thing right. They're going to try and play with Cruel Seas, Bolt Action and Blood Red Skies and join it all together, and it all affects each other.
Yeah.
So a great kind of themed historical event.
Well, that was
nobody
always...
really too cared about who wins.
Yeah. That was always the vision for I thought the three games to have some sort of interaction over a campaign.
It is. So they just finished, I think they finished rewriting the campaign.
Ooh.
So there's going to be a campaign that we can all take part in, which is going to kick off probably D-Day minus two, I'm guessing, so about the 4th.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to run the commando raids and things.
Yeah.
And possibly some of the bombing raids, I would guess. So that's coming out. But they've released the pack, and with the pack comes the Fat Inorata is out.
Right.
Which we've just had a quick look at.
More stuff to absorb.
More stuff to absorb.
You've absorbed more than I have.
I have. I can't remember half of what's in it. I've been looking at other books recently.
Well, if I read,
for people.
Did I read?
Fat Inorata was about 2 weeks ago.
Did I read correctly? The armies of Italy and the Axis, whatever it says, Panzerfaust 10 points, it now reads Panzerfaust 5 points.
Yeah, Panzerfausts are all 5 points in that book.
So that technically, what a stupid term. So that means whenever a Panzerfaust now appears as a unit option anywhere in the game, it should be 5 points.
I'm pretty sure, yes. I can't remember what they did in Budapest, but I'm pretty sure it was 5 points.
I think Budapest was, they went to 5 points.
So they've sort of corrected that.
Yep.
Which is cool. The only things that came up that affected the WTC for players unknowingly was Tiger Fear hasn't been corrected or anything done to it, other than they have clarified that when you're in a truck, if the truck sees the Tiger or the transport sees the Tiger Fear vehicle, the troops inside have got Tiger Fear on them.
Yeah.
They're counted as having line of sight.
Makes complete
sense. And that
was
that's been up on the sites a couple of weeks ago. People were discussing it to and fro.
Yeah.
I can't remember anything else off the top of my head, but it is out. Ask the guys that are going to the D-Day event. I'm sure some of them will pass on the Fak and Arata, and if you're really nice to them, they might have some of the army lists from the new book.
From the D-Day book itself?
From the D-Day book.
When does that, what's that, when is that actual release date?
It hits on the Friday, so it'll be the 7th. I'm sure they'll say it's the 6th, but technically it's the 7th.
Is that shipping from web store?
I believe.
Okay, so it's already up for pre-order, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been up for pre-order for a while.
It has, I've
seen a copy, but to be honest, I haven't actually read it.
Yep, I've just had tunnel vision.
So I haven't read through it. I've had looking through Korea, which actually looks quite good. Now that I've read it, there's still some changes to be made to it. But
how much can we talk about that then?
You can talk as much as you like about it. Well, I have to be careful what I talk about.
Well, I'll ask some questions then.
Yes, ask some questions,
because I'm curious.
Yeah.
Obviously, it runs off the bolt action main rules.
Yes.
So in terms of movement, charge, shooting, modifiers, all of the above, that's how it runs. And I would imagine then the army lists for the different Korean forces would have to be in the Korean book.
Yes.
Would that be right?
Yes.
And this might sound super stupid. I'm going to keep going though.
Keep going.
How many army lists are there in the Korea book?
My draw just dropped because I can't remember. So
we've got
North and South. Hey,
yeah.
Who knew?
We've got
USA.
Yes.
We've got Commonwealth, United Nations.
Right. I suppose,
and there's probably something else in there as well.
I suppose that was what I was.
Which really covers everything, doesn't it?
That's what I was hoping, because I know the Korean conflict involved more than just you know.
Yeah, so there's
Nation A and Nation B.
Yeah, there's rules for Commonwealth, and well, it's really United Nations rather than Commonwealth.
Yeah,
I think the Commonwealth made up most of it.
Yeah, no, I think that's the case.
There's new rules for, when I say new rules, there'll be adjusted rules for planes, because you've got jets. I'm not quite sure how you can shoot them down, but that's sort of a wee bit different.
Yep.
And there are helicopters. But I don't think I'd be giving anything away by saying they're non-combative, because they weren't in Korea. They were used for recce and various things. So one of
It's not like Cobra gunship type things.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. And you've got all the heavy tanks. You've got some new stuff.
I'm going to throw the dumb question out.
Yeah.
helicopters will be represented by models on the battlefield?
You can indeed, yeah.
Right, okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure that there weren't just this ethereal thing that.
No, no, they will be happened. On. I just don't want to say too much because it's just that it hasn't got the print yet.
No, nope, that's okay.
So I don't think I've given anything too bad away.
And then, so points.
Well, in fact, to be honest, it was on view at Salute, I believe. I didn't actually get a look at it.
Get a look at it.
But it was on the table with D-Day book for everybody to look through if they wanted to.
Well, people should be. Should be sharing more.
They should.
So it'll still be points based. I'd imagine the points are.
Yeah, it's basically the same. It's basically, well, it's exactly like having a campaign book.
Right.
We've got new units in it. I mean, some of the units are strange because we haven't seen helicopters, we haven't seen jets. Mm-hmm. But it all, at first glance, seems to be fairly straightforward. It's going to be a book that people that are interested in Korea are going to play.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see too many World War II guys playing it. Yeah, maybe you can. It's there to have fun. It's probably not going to be their biggest seller of all the books. It'll still be a good seller.
Yeah. But they're not going to be compatible. Well, they'll be compatible in that they run off the same rule set, but you wouldn't be comparable.
No. I think what they've always said is it's standalone.
Right.
It uses the rule set, but they're not planning to use them. I mean, that was one of the things in the FAQ that they're suggesting. That competitive tournaments use armies of books only.
Yeah.
Whether that comes to pass or not. But they have said, you know, that you're the TOs, you decide. But that would be their goal.
You did remember something from the FAQ then.
I did, that was a bit of a
deep thing. I don't think we're allowed to use What the FAQ at the moment, because there's another podcast that really gets their knickers in a knot about that.
Well, of course, we could do Mr. Wobby's Hobby Lobby Blobby.
Nah, I don't think we can even do that. I think they've got a model.
They've got fantastic names. They have. They've got model in them. They've got fantastic names for their sections.
But
I don't have any sections. I'm too poor.
You've just got the section.
Yeah.
You're not even going to edit this, are you?
Nope.
Nope. Just put it up.
I'm too lazy.
See, but we'll leave the FAQ FAQ situation there. Mm. But no, you're right. Korea will gather. I'll gather a following from those that are.
I wasn't interested in it, to be honest, apart from the fact I'm friends with the guys that have written it.
Yeah.
But once I read it, I got more interested in it. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be guys that pick up the book will go, oh, really, that happened, and maybe delve a bit more into Korea, but I don't think it'll become a mainstream.
Question then. Because I keep hearing stories about the skirmish version of Bolt Action.
Yeah, Raiders, it's planned to be called.
That would be more likely to be used more so for Korea with the sort of smaller squad based combat that occurred.
You should be able to, I would imagine it would suit anything that was.
Because the new. I mean, I got a look at some of the. I don't know if they were North or South Korean. Miniatures.
Some of the models are lovely. I like the. Commonwealth guys with the sun hat.
You see, never got to see them, but I'd like to think that you could pick up a box because I like new models, and it'd be nice to do something a little bit different.
There's lots of plans for Raiders yet, but it's still a wee bit down the road, and it could change completely.
Because it'd be nice if the Raiders rules, whenever they arrive, are. Mm. Just as compatible with the Korean forces.
I would like the Raiders game to be a really short kind of booklet type game that you can teach people to play with. But what it will end up as, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I know they've been experimenting with possible rules, but I don't think we need a version 3 at the moment. We just need a concise and more encompassing FAQ and errata.
Oh, you're talking about Bolt Action version 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm... I keep hearing people mumble about it, but I don't understand why.
I don't think it needs fixed at the moment. I mean, the odd thing that's...
Yeah, there's a few little quirks that... I'd like to see a couple of the army books revisited. I think that would solve... Not solve a problem, but enhance it. Like, the Germans... Going from the first edition, the German book was so... Being the first army book that came out, it needed an upgrade of some fashion. Whether people like what they did or didn't, it's done now. I think the US deserve
some
attention. Mm-hmm. I think they're an underplayed army.
They still should be. I think the Move and Fire is
huge.
I think it's huge, and you don't see people playing it very often.
Yeah.
I know Alessio plays it.
Yeah. And the US the US are my next army to do.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Quite fancy Marine Army, because the new, I forgot the name of it, there's a new book, Pillow and something, or
some of those islands.
Or some of those islands, which aren't very well known in the UK, obviously, as I'm demonstrating, but I think they're quite big in the US.
Yep.
Being sort of Marines and US Marines anyway. So I quite fancy maybe rolling out the old US Marines again and see if I can keep them in one piece.
I think my wish list for the future would be a US Army book rework. Not to necessarily change or adjust anything, but just to freshen up some of their options, or some of their army options.
I think if they're going to go down the road of trying to keep competitive tournaments where possible to army books, they need to have a look at the army books.
Yeah.
I maybe include a few more units in there that wouldn't be included normally that we've seen.
Well, I know what you're saying now, and I understand. I actually should have twigged on this quicker, but units that have appeared in campaign books,
not in the army book,
are not in the army book, and they deserve to be there in the army.
Some of them do.
Look, you'd be picking down things, but there's all those generic things that horses and mules and chaplains and all those other idiots that run about in the battlefield trying to get.
There's nothing wrong with intelligence officers.
Intelligence officers are good things, but I'm quite sure they're only in the Fall of France.
I suppose in the campaign books it says you can use them. It does say you can use them in a generic list, but they're not in the armies of books, so therefore.
I don't have the book to hand. I think it's only the Germans or the Brits.
Yeah, there's only certain countries. The Germans, the Brits, the Americans.
No, I would say the Americans don't get it.
The Americans have intelligence officers.
I don't think they do, but.
Well, we'll beg to differ on that one.
We can let the
beg to differ.
Can let the internet go mad on that one and laugh at silly Al who doesn't know his rules, but.
It's probably me. I'm too old for this game.
Lost track of thought there. But yeah, re-looking at the army books would be good. I think the Soviets as well, they don't need anything.
Yeah, if they're going to go for army books, I'd like to see Stalingrad and Cedar Heights maybe adjusted.
Is there not a Stalingrad campaign book?
Stalingrad campaign book is the next one out.
Right.
So it goes Korea,
D-Day.
D-Day, Korea, Pillow, and whatever. Sorry, I'm murdering that. Yep. Maybe I've got rice in my head, Pillow rice. But anyway, whatever book that is for, and then after that we've got Stalingrad.
So things like that, I would.
Looking forward to Stalingrad. A lot of people say we don't need a Stalingrad, but I think it's. There's a lot of stuff they could do with Stalingrad.
Well, people are saying we don't need Stalingrad because of the theatre selector.
Yeah, and I get what they're saying. But
if I could wish for anything, if nobody was going to go back to read the Soviet book, have a good think about the Stalingrad campaign book, and then have a nice sentence in there that just said, this book cancels out the theatre selector from the army book.
Yeah.
Just to kill it off.
I'd probably need to look at some careful wording over how their recommendation for competitive tournament play is done. Because I think a lot of people will want to toe the line.
Yeah.
And of course, in theory, the GT should run along those lines once this one's over, because they've already released the pack.
Did they not get a big bunch of questions about the players' pack?
Well, they did, but I can't remember.
Because I don't remember.
I should know. Because I helped to make a mess of the thing.
I'm not saying you should know.
Is it army books only? I don't think it is.
No, it's. Well, that was one of the questions. And there was another question about, was it a generic reinforced platoon or any single platoon? There was a whole. Because it came out in January. It was super fast.
It was. And that was the criticism, was they were super late last time, which was fair dues.
Well, come on. It was 37 days out from the event. That was super late.
It was. But. I think they maybe erred on the other side of caution that.
I'm sure the internet knows what's happening, so that's fair enough. But no, I think that's a fairly solid roundup of what we're doing, isn't it?
It is. So armies, what armies are you working on? You said you were going to do Marines.
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to do Americans.
No, that's true.
Not Marines.
Going to use new Warlord GIs?
No, I'm going to go all metal.
Oh.
All from Warlord, but all metal. Germany. I have to finish Germany. Germany's annoying at the moment. I think I've got everything done. It's just random gun crews that are running about. And then I wanted to add a Puma.
Puma. Oh, sorry. My God.
No, I'm done with Germany.
You'll never be done with Germany. You won't. There'll always be something
I'm
you
done
want.
Painting them. I've got too
be another
much.
Tiger.
But I've got two tigers already.
You can never have too many tigers.
My German army have done me extremely proud in terms of
games won. What about waiting for Sander van der Staar's Fallschirmjäger, early war Fallschirmjäger?
Yeah, it's more Germany though. But really nice.
They are really nice. Can't be slightly different for you.
Yeah, it's still Germany though. Mm. Can't do more Germany. Now they've done me proud. They've won me a bunch of games. They've won me a bunch of painting awards. They're great guys. But
done their time.
I'm tired of looking at them.
Oh.
You know, seeing those little guys in all their white camo. I think in all the games I've played, I've only played on like 3 winter tables. I'm like, give me a break. You know, I've been to the deserts of Africa, the jungles of Borneo, I feel. Now they're good army, they've done me proud, and I'm sick of seeing them. But in saying that, I'm taking them to the GT again, but with a tiger.
Mm. So you reckon, will you play Americans in a similar way, or are you going to go different?
I'm going to go a different path.
Okay.
I'm going to go the artillery path.
They've got some nice artillery models. You can't all get the heavies from Warlord.
I've got a couple ideas for theme that will be controversial, and I've only broached the subject with one person in the world. And they were, sorry, two people. One was a friend, Mr. Craig Brown. And he was very supportive and enthusiastic. The other one was my wife, and she was cautious as to the theme. It's a bit rough. And I'll tell you later, Mr. Walker, after the podcast has finished. But it'll be either amazing or it'll go down like a lead balloon.
Yeah, I've got a slightly controversial theme for the Marines. Not the Royal Marines. They'd never be controversial for the US Marines.
Controversial.
And I don't know whether I've quite got the nerve to do it. But
the other thing with the US list, though, that I'm thinking about is I've got to roll dice for Conflict 47. I want... Oh, sorry, and that's the other thing that'll happen to Germany.
I'm going Russia for Conflict.
Germany will get a bunch of Conflict 47 stuff added to it. Because I own some sort of werewolf weird stuff.
I had a look at it. I didn't really like the German...
Going for looks. I think they look cool. I think a King Tiger with some big railgun thing.
So I went for the Russians. I wanted female warriors and I wanted bears.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to call one Yan, even though it's maybe Russian. It's not the right form for
him. He's a big fella.
But he was a big lad.
But the US, I suppose, the Germans were built as a bolt action army. The US will be built as a Conflict 47 army, but... can strip all that out and still use them as a good US Marine force. Sorry, a US Army force. God, I'm not doing Marines. The only reason I say that is I don't want to do all the skin tones. I think faces and hands are enough.
Faces and hands are enough.
Anyway.
Well, I've got another commando army coming up for French Nationals. French Nationals on June the 8th.
In France?
At Overlord Museum. Yep.
Seriously?
Overlord Museum.
What was the date?
I'm going 8th of June.
8th of June?
Yep.
To France?
D-Day weekend.
Get out!
Yep.
That's disgusting. I'm super jealous.
It's a job. Somebody's got to do it. Well, it's not a job, actually, but somebody's got to do it.
It's a passion of some sort. That's really good. Wow, I'm impressed.
So that should be really good. And they've got a whole bunch of stuff on. I think the competition's only on one day.
Baguettes and wine all round. Oh, stereotype.
So I'm going on the... I think I'm going on the Friday and coming back on the Monday.
Fantastic. That will be...
So that should be a good weekend.
Yep. See the French team again?
Yep.
God love them.
So looking forward to that, but I don't think my wee Royal Marines will do very well.
You never know.
But we'll say nothing about that.
You might push them on to victory.
You never know. And I'll think I'll have a go at doing a Fallschirmjäger army with Sanders' new sculpts when they come. He's doing a Kickstarter.
Yep.
But he's already got most of them done. I think he's partly doing the Kickstarter to raise some cash, but mainly to raise awareness.
Yeah. No, they look, as you said, they look really good.
They look pretty good, some of the ones I've seen. And of course, I've got Jamie's new Warsaw Uprising models to start with. The first batch of them came in, so I'm just starting to get painting them. And I'm going to be, if anybody's interested, contact me because I will be selling those. I'm the UK stockist. Woohoo!
Lovely.
So, what we've got coming up? Carronade on Saturday.
Yep,
up here in Scotland.
I'm on family duties, so I'm out. Gutted.
Never mind, so I'll be at Carronade. And apart from that, we will bring you another podcast on Monday. We've been a wee bit slow. WTC has taken up my time a bit more than I thought. But we'll get back on schedule, so we'll bring you a Monday show. And from myself, goodbye. And from Alistair,
also goodbye.
And we'll see you in the next show. Mahalo for now. So you listened to the show. Hopefully you had fun. If you got a few comments, go and let those guys know. And remember that by going to thewarhq.co.uk, you can use the code POD21 in your basket and get 15% off all your bolt action goodies and purchases. Thank you for listening, guys. Take care.